Americans should not be worried. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering Russian nuclear forces on high alert over what he says are threats from the U.S. and NATO for his actions in Ukraine. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. and NATO have no desire for conflict with Russia.
We think provocative rhetoric like this regarding nuclear weapons is dangerous, adds to the risk of miscalculation, should be avoided, and will not indulge in it.
And Psaki says when the U.S. and Russia have had disagreements, both countries did agree that the use of nuclear weapons would have devastating consequences. Republican members of Congress say more sanctions against Russia may be needed and more weapons may need to be sent to Ukraine.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul is the ranking member on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He warns things are going to get worse in Ukraine.
I'm worried about what's getting ready to happen. I think the hammer's going to come down. I think Putin was not going to lose this thing.
He says more weapons need to be sent, like Stinger missiles, to shoot planes down, as well as javelins. But when it comes to Ukraine's request for a no-fly zone...
A no-fly zone would involve our Air Force and Navy fighter jets in the sky, potentially shooting down Russian aircraft. That would trigger a world war.
Adding that harsher, more specific sanctions on Russian energy exports are likely needed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The White House says 40% of COVID tests ordered through its program have gone to Americans in distressed areas, as up from a figure of 20% officials had given to the Associated Press. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington have announced that school children will no longer be required to wear masks starting March 12th. The new guidance makes face coverings a recommendation rather than a requirement at schools and most indoor places, regardless of vaccination status. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News.
More governors are taking action to punish Russia over its invasion of Ukraine.
There's an executive order by New York Governor Kathy Hochul to review all investments and purchases from Russia.
And ensuring that anything related to companies headquartered in Russia or Russian state-sponsored entities, that they will cease immediately.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is calling on retailers to remove all Russian products. And in Colorado, Governor Jared Polis, among even more governors, now severing economic and diplomatic ties with Russia.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Governors of Utah, Ohio, and New Hampshire have pulled Russian-made vodka from store shelves. Just as the federal government changed its recommendations for masking, public concern over the spread of COVID appears to be easing.
Far fewer Americans express concern for contracting coronavirus now than just in January, according to a new poll from the Associated Press. The findings say just one quarter of Americans are very worried they'll catch COVID, compared to a third who expressed the same last month. Though the same poll still shows half the nation feels masking in public is needed, but that's down from about three quarters from the middle of 2020. The CDC just last week announced it would now concern itself with the number of hospital admissions as opposed to positive test results when recommending communities use masks. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Amazon is teaming up with telemedicine provider Teladoc Health to start a voice-activated virtual care program that would let people get medical help without having to pick up a phone. The services for health issues that are not emergencies will be available around the clock. Customers will be able to tell Alexa they want a call from a doctor. That will prompt a call back on the device from a Teladoc physician. A Teladoc spokesman said Amazon will not be able to access, record, or store any information related to the phone call. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.